Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. And my hair, I've kept it at a smoldering level after Ron Johnson's bonanza. Maybe there it is. It's a bananas bonanza yesterday, starting at the Milwaukee Press Club with a bunch of derisive, conspiracy-laden retorts to legit questions from reporters. And then he moved on to spread more of his nonsense and insanity at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Trick is, when you got a room full of scientists and doctors, they don't like to play like that. We've had this exclusive here at Civic Media. Magically, after his appearance at the medical college, you know, things seem to disappear. So big, big thanks to my producer, Jacob, my senior producer, Jamie, for working so hard to track down the sound one and get it ready to go for this afternoon's program. I get to talk about it. They do all the hard work. I have the fun part. So thank you very much. I wanted to take, you know, so just as a recap, COVID vaccines kill people, but not COVID. You can cure that with ivermectin and some mouthwash. This is what he was peddling at the press club and the medical college. Can someone please ask Ron Johnson in response to that? Sir, what was your alternative plan while you were in Congress? Well, you were in the Senate during COVID. Was your preference that we just let hospitals be overrun? Morgues that required refrigerated trucks to hold all the dead bodies? We just let that sort itself out. It's interesting to me that oftentimes it is people that look and have bank accounts like RFK Jr. and Ron Johnson that are ones that are like, you know what? Screw those vaccines. I might feel the same if I could buy a freaking island, erect a sky-high fence, and sequester myself, filter my own water, filter my own air, hire people to grow all my vegetables, pay them, you know, the sub-minimum wage, and tell them to worry about if they get sick. When you live in a gilded palace and can afford that, when you don't have to go to work because your wealth isn't taxed like work is, frankly, I find some of your opinions about healthcare to be a little offensive, because what you're saying to working people who have to, you know, rub elbows, screw you. And you do it in the face of a room full of doctors that are telling you they know better, and you look at them and go, no. You need to worry about the public's faith and the medical profession has been going down. Yeah, because you and RFK and other rich people with agendas that collect massive paychecks from bogus medical organizations peddling all this misinformation to what? Largely highly affluent white families in richy-do suburbs that are like, no, my little Peyton isn't getting her measles vaccine. And listen, parents get to make healthcare decisions for their kids, but there are consequences to those decisions. Like maybe your kid doesn't get to go to school with other kids if they don't get their vaccines. And there are good medical reasons for the regular course of vaccines to not be for every child. Yes, all of that. I don't mean to deride or be glib about that at all. But you do that in consultation, not with people like RFK Jr. and Rojo. You do that in consultation with your doctor and you get a second opinion. Let's take this last bit of crazy from the Medical College of Wisconsin. I believe this is going to be, Does Ron Johnson understand peer review? Answer, no. Let's take a listen. Cut 7.
I actually would support federal funding for basic science and research where there's no economic benefit doing so. There's plenty of research being done where people have an economic benefit for doing so. But, you know, we do need, I think, the federal government to invest in that. I have no problem with that. How do you return integrity to it, though? Again, when you have Fauci issuing these grants for 40 years, Fauci got the result he wanted. What I've come to learn, you know, being connected to this, group of people who certainly have a different opinion of all these things, science has been corrupted, just as Eisenhower pretty well predicted. Peer review is a joke, or it can be a joke. know, they're volunteers. There will oftentimes be peer reviewers who want to tank the study they want to review. So it's not exactly an honest review.
As someone who has published a peer review journal article, oh my God. Guess what has corrupted peer review? People like Ron Johnson, who set up fake medical organizations to try to put out things that look like peer review. Guess what wasn't peer reviewed? The DHHS report on Make America Healthy Again that's cited to studies that don't exist and is riddled with errors. The stupidity, the arrogance, the flatulence of what this man says is truly shocking. Well, peer review isn't a thing. Facts aren't a thing. Certain people have different opinions. Well, they're badly informed opinions, and they're just that, opinions. Why do we have the scientific method and peer review? And if you missed this headline this week, yes, DHHS, we're not going to publish in peer-reviewed journals anymore. We're just going to make our own up. That happened this week, too. You know, the American Medical Association and JAMA, and just pshaw on that. Like, it was Fauci's agenda. He got what he wanted. Yeah, saving hundreds of millions of lives, Ron. What was your master plan during COVID? I heard mouthwash. I'm sorry, Ron, but I'm really glad that I and the people that I know got a vaccine for COVID and didn't die. We might have more Rojo tomorrow because we need more Rojo to finally get to less Rojo. You know what I'm saying? We got to hear the stupid to finally vote the man out of office. I'm Maggie Dawn. That's going to do it for me. You got Nightlight coming up. Don't go anywhere. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for science and peer-reviewed journals.